Lilui Nishmas Abba Mori Zichrono Libracha. We're up to Simon Kuf Kaf Dalad Si'if Hei. Now we'll be discussing Bezuz Hashem, the halachos of Baruch Baruch Shemo, Amen. Akol Bracha Sharam Shomea B'chol Makom. Whenever you hear a bracha, Omer Baruch Baruch Shemo. Hashem's name should be Hashem, and Hashem's name should be blessed. This is based on the pasuk. It's a remez. Kishem Hashem Ekro, when you call it Hashem's name, Havagod Elokeinu, give praise to Hashem. Oh, and the Mishnah Berurah quotes, you know, when you mention a tzaddik, a person, a human tzaddik, we say, Zichron Livracha, Zechor Tzaddik Livracha. So then certainly, when you mention the tzaddik Shalom, Makadosh Baruch Hu, Achaz Kamav Kama, you should bless his name. Well, now the Mishnah Berurah points out that sometimes you have brachos, like in Shemona Esrei, where the chasima of the bracha is very short, let's say chonen hadas. So the Mishnah Berurah reminds the chazan he should be extra careful to wait. The chazan says bracha to Hashem. That then the kahal says bracha baruch shemo. The chazan should not say chonen hadas until after they finish bracha baruch shemo, because if the chazan does not wait, so then he will say chonen hadas. And people won't hear him. They won't hear the end. They won't be able to answer Amen. Well, and this is actually a big problem. And you have to be, either they won't answer Amen at all, or they'll answer Amen too late. And it'll be an Amen Yesoma, which we'll discuss Bezuz Hashem tomorrow. So that's actually important for Chazanim to remember. Well, now, Baruch Baruch Shemo was not mentioned in the Gemara. And the Mishnah Berurah points out that if you're in a place where you're not allowed to talk, then you should not answer Baruch Baruch Shemo. If you're in the middle of Psukei Dezimra or Birchos Kriyas Shema, you should not answer Baruch Baruch Shemo. And then the Mishnah Berurah says, if you're being Yotzei in a bracha from somebody else, Shomea Ka'oneh, you shouldn't say Baruch Baruch Shemo either, because it's like you're saying it. If you were saying your own bracha, you wouldn't say Baruch Baruch Shemo in the middle of a bracha that you were saying yourself. So when you're being Yotzei Shomea Ka'oneh, it's like you're saying it yourself. So you should not say Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo when you're being Yotzei a bracha. B'di'eved, if you did, then we assume B'di'eved you'd be Yotzei, but it's really highly questionable. Okay. Siv Vav. V'yanu Amen al achar kol bracha. Answer Amen after every bracha. Bein osam sheyatsu dey tefila, bein osam shelo yatsu. Whether you were already Yotzei or you weren't Yotzei, meaning let's say you weren't Yotzei and you're being Yotzei with the Shliach Tzibur, so you have to answer Amen. That's not a hefsek. That's part of your davening, that you're listening and you're answering Amen. Now, uvekavana, with kavana, she yichavein belibo emes hi habracha, she birech hamavarech ani ma'amin b'zeh. The bracha is true, and I believe it. The basic meaning of Amen is, the bracha is true, and I believe it. It is true. Oh. And that kavana, you should always have. Now, the Mishnah Berurah adds on, that's by a birchas hodah, a bracha of thanks to Hashem, like Baruch She'amar, Yishtabach, Gual Yisroel. But when you're davening, let's say, the middle bracha of Shemona Esrei, which is also a bakasha, you're asking Hashem for something, so then when a person says Amen, he has in mind, it's true, he should also have in mind, Hashem, may it be your will that you fulfill this request. I also, in other words, I'm joining in with the request. Yiratun sheyikuyam davar zeh. So Amen is, it's true, I believe, and I also want it to happen. I'm joining in with his bracha. Oh. So that's by brachos of bakasha. Now by Kaddish, similarly by Kaddish, you should also have in mind, Amen, that I also want Hashem's, that Hashem, Lassi Levo, his malchus should be in Iskali in the world. Everyone should recognize Hashem's malchus. The Mefarshim explained that the Mishnah Berurah means that by Kaddish, it's only a request. And therefore your intent should be, may it be your will, Hashem, to fill this request as well. Okay. Now, the Prima Gunim has a comment here which he mentioned, which is mentioned here by Modim, and it also applies Taka to answering Kaddish, and that is as follows. When you answer Amen before Modim, people say Amen Modim Anachnu Lach with no break in the middle. That's not really so precise, because the Amen goes back on the bracha of Ritzei, and the Modim is a new bracha. So the Prima Gadim says you should wait a little bit. You should have a short break between the Amen and the Modim. Amen, wait half a second, Modim Anachnu Lach, to show that it's not one sentence. It's Amen on the previous, and Modim on the is a new thing. Similarly, Amen Yehesh Me Rabba. Now Yehesh Me Rabba is connected, but still the Amen goes on the previous sentence. So elsewhere, the Mishnah Berurah says that there should be a slight pause between Amen Yehesh Me Rabba, for the same reason that the Prima Gadim says over here. Siv Zayin. Lo yasiach sichas klulim b'shas hashvich tibur chozer ha-tfilah. You're not allowed to talk during Chazaras HaShatz. We'll say it again. You're not allowed to talk during Chazaras HaShatz. This is even if you answer Amen to every bracha. You're not allowed to talk during Chazaras HaShatz. The Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Shloh that it's a proper idea to look in the Siddur during Chazaras HaShatz, and then you're going to have Kavana, and you're not going to talk during Chazaras HaShatz. And the Shulchan Aruch warns Ve'im Sach, if you do talk, Hu chote, you're a sinner. V'gadol avono min so, it's a very great aveira, v'garimbo. You should protest against him. Tell him not to talk. Oh. The Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Achronim that who say that some bate knesiot were destroyed because of this aveira. Wow. Somehow they knew that. And the Mishnah Berurah says you should appoint people in the shul that are able to keep people quiet during Chazaras HaShatz. The Rama says, "Bilame banav haktanim shianu amen." Teach your kids to answer amen. Kimiyat shatinok ono amen yesho chelk olam haba. When you answer amen, you get a chelk olam haba. Wow! And the Rishulchan, the Mishnah Berurah says, we should train our kids to stand be'ema uveyira, to have proper decorum in shul and to be in fear of Hashem. Hashem is in the shul. Hashem's everywhere, but the Shechinah is in the shul stronger than everywhere else. You have to have added Kvod Shemayim. And the very little kids who run around in shul, the Mishnah Berurah says, Mutav Shelo Lehaviyam. It's better not to bring them. Why? The Hergil Naseh Teva. What they become accustomed to, what they get used to, becomes their nature. And meaning it's hard to change later. And also, matridim matzibur b'tfila, they disturb the people that are davening. Oh. So these are the Mishnah Berurah's warnings about bringing little kids to shul. It all starts from the early ages. And by the way, the best way to train our kids to daven with Emo and Yira and not to talk is if the parents daven be'Emo v'Yira and they don't talk. It all, we want our kids to feel that sense of Kedusha. It starts with their parents. They're watching us. We want our homes to have Kedusha. Rabbi Twersky Zatzal tells a story. Gives a mushel. Person comes home from work. He kisses the mezuzah and he goes and he walks down and watches TV for 2 hours. These kids are not going to learn Kedusha from that. Rabbi Twersky said, I would rather have him kiss the TV and then go stare at the mezuzah for a while. Then he'll have some kedusha in the home. Oh. Now, just back to answering Amen. So the Mishnah Berurah has a discussion here that we said that by brachos of Hoda'ah, the primary kavana is, it's true. I agree with what was said. When it comes to brachos of Vakashos, then you also have in mind, Yiratan Hashem, that this should be fulfilled. But some of the Achronim sound like, the Magen Avraham and others, that even by brachos of praise to Hashem, you also have in mind that it should be fulfilled. The Mishnah Berurah explains that the person has in mind, it's true, let's say brachos Hashem b'chayim meisim, it's true that Hashem is b'chayim meisim, and yiratzon she'yizkayim b'mehera, meaning even though, this is interesting, even though the one saying the bracha himself wasn't focused on that it should be fulfilled now, he was just praising Hashem, when you answer Amen, it's Yehi Ratzon, that it should be Miskayim B'Mehera. And the Mishnah Berurah has a suffix, whether we accept that view or not. Again, the primary kavana is, it's true and I believe, I agree. When a bracha of a bakasha, we also have mind the he ratzon. And some achronim say that even by a bracha of just praise to Hashem, we also have in mind that additional kavana, that whatever praise we're giving Hashem, that thing that Hashem's being praised for, Hashem, it should also happen now that we see that part of Hashem revealed in the world. Okay, we'll stop here.